WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, gorgeous souls. Welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of affirmations and empowerment. I'm your girl, Riley Hart, here to remind you that you are freaking amazing, just as you are. And today, we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression. You know that feeling when you're holding in all this stuff inside, the joy, the sadness, the anger, even the boredom? It can feel like a pressure cooker, right? Like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of emotions, and it's starting to weigh you down. That's why creating a safe space for yourself to truly express your feelings is non-negotiable. Think of it as giving your emotions permission to breathe, to dance, to be heard. Here are five powerful takeaways to help you cultivate that emotional sanctuary. 1. Acknowledge and accept your feelings. First things first, ditch the judgment. It's okay to feel everything, the good, the bad, and the in-between. Emotions are simply energy in motion. Bottling them up does nothing but create a mess inside. Recognize what you're feeling without labeling it as right or wrong. Just observe it like a guest in your emotional space, acknowledge its presence, and let it flow through you. 2. Find your outlet. We all express emotions differently. Some of us write, some paint, others dance, sing, or even just talk things out with their besties. Figure out what works best for you. That could be journaling, hitting the gym, listening to music, taking a walk in nature, whatever helps you release those feelings and feel lighter afterward. 3. Create rituals. Make space for emotional processing by incorporating rituals into your routine. Maybe it's lighting a candle before bed and reflecting on your day, spending 10 minutes meditating each morning, or having a weekly, emotional detox, session with a trusted friend or therapist. These rituals can signal to your brain that it's time to check in with yourself and process those feelings. 4. Be kind to yourself. This one's huge. We're way too hard on ourselves sometimes, especially when we're feeling vulnerable. Remember, you're human, and emotions are a natural part of the experience. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. Having people in your corner who truly listen and understand is invaluable. Surround yourself with those who create a space where you feel safe to be your authentic self, even when you're not feeling your best. These are the folks who will celebrate your victories and hold you through the tough times, reminding you that you're never alone in your journey. Think about a time when you were truly able to express your feelings without fear or judgment. Maybe it was sharing a vulnerable moment with a close friend, letting loose at a concert, or simply taking some quiet time for yourself to journal and reflect. Remember how good it felt? Now imagine making that feeling a regular part of your life. That's the magic of creating a safe space for emotional expression. It's about cultivating self-awareness, authenticity, and connection. You know that feeling when you've been holding in something for too long, and finally, you let it out? Like a weight has been lifted from your shoulders? That's the power of emotional release. It can be messy, it can be uncomfortable at times, but it's always worth it. Here's the thing. We often fear judgment when we express our emotions, especially as women. We're taught to be strong and put together, but that doesn't mean we have to suppress our feelings. True strength comes from vulnerability, from being able to say what's on our minds and hearts without shame. So, my gorgeous souls, I challenge you to start creating a safe space for yourself today. Maybe it's taking a few minutes each day to journal, or having a heart-to-heart conversation with a trusted friend. Even small steps can make a big difference. Remember, your emotions are valid, and you deserve to express them freely. All right, Radiant Ones, that's a wrap for today. Remember to take those feelings for a walk, let them dance, and most importantly, be kind to yourselves along the way. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need a little reminder to embrace their emotions. Together we can build a world where vulnerability is celebrated, not feared. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.